Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I didn't watch BYU Duquesne, but you did.
I did. A little bit. Yeah. Was in on that one yesterday.
My daughter said, "Who is Duquesne?"
Did she really say that? Yeah. Duquesne? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. I said, "Well, it's Duquesne." She's like, "How?" Nobody knows.
I was going to ask you this question, and I was going to text it to you yesterday, but I was carrying firewood. Is Duquesne related to Locaine at all?
Of course you were going to text that to me.
Is that like his cousin?
Very surprised you didn't.
Brother of Harry Kane.
Yeah. Different spelling.
D-U-C-A-I-N, yeah. Duquesne, yeah. Is related to Locaine.
Yeah, and Sister Candy. Yeah, I know. Anyway, BYU losing to Duquesne.
Right.
Had the early upset of the day.
It looked like Duquesne was going to be America's team, right? They win that game. They beat BYU. Everybody's excited. And then, you know, the rest of the day was kind of meh. And then Kentucky gets beat. And then the Kansas thing happens. And, like, everybody forgets Duquesne, Locaine's brother,
Maybe that's good for BYU. So on the broadcast, you'd had something pointed out that caught your attention.
Yeah, there's a couple of things actually on the broadcast. Watching BYU choke yesterday, right? And I'm watching the game. I think it was the Avery Johnson team that was broadcasting the game. I think that's who it was. Avery Johnson was on the broadcast. And they're saying that BYU battled all year in a tough Big 12 against teams like Houston and Iowa State. And I'm waiting. It's just on to the next. I'm like, holy crap. How quickly, Josh, has the perception and balance of power changed in the Big 12, where they're citing they played in a tough Big 12 against the likes of Houston and Iowa State and didn't even mention KU?
Uh-oh.
When was the last time you heard somebody talk about the tough Big 12 and KU not part of the conversation? The answer's never, right? It's always been, KU and Texas. And
Baylor, right?
Yeah. Look, I know the league is changing. I get all that. But for Kansas not to be mentioned as one of the powers yesterday, I was like, whoa, have they already lost the stranglehold of this league? It sure seems like it, right? They were what, the sixth seed in the Big 12 championship this year at the T-Mobile Center? They had to play on Wednesday night, something that, you know, that Kansas isn't used to. But has the balance of power shifted? And I think it's going to be an interesting footnote, and it's going to be something to watch over the next couple of years. Is Kansas going to be able to be Kansas still in the Big 12? Or because the league got so big and added the likes of Houston into it, which is going to be a very good basketball program going forward, is Kansas now in the second tier of the Big 12. It sure seems like it this year, right? And I think that they will tell you they were in the second tier of the Big 12 this year because they didn't have a bye in the Big 12 championship. But I just found it very strange yesterday to hear them talking about the power struggle, not the power struggle, but the powers of the Big 12 and Kansas not be mentioned in it. I mean, you're looking at Kansas, you're looking at Kentucky, you're looking at some of these big schools, Josh, that just aren't having that same success now that the NIL has come in, that the transfer portal has come in. We're looking at a different landscape of basketball. And while as a Kansas fan, you're looking at it, go, I want it back to the old days where we dominated, and Kentucky fans are like, just get out of the first weekend, man. Can we go back to pre-COVID and get out of the first weekend of the tournament? This thing is changing, and I think it's actually for the overall sport, it's changing for the better because it's allowing everybody to be part of something, and it's allowing everybody to have an opportunity now where back in the day, only the schools that cheated the best could find a way to win. Now everybody can cheat and win.
That's right, and you have to navigate through it.
Right.
And then you have to adjust. Like, we talk about adjustments all the time, that you have to adjust, and if you don't adjust, maybe Cal needs an adjust right now. If you don't, you might find yourself on the outside looking in.
Yeah, you very might well be.
So 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. For back to Duquesne for a minute. Was it the shoes, maybe?
May have been the shoes. Could have been the shoes, right?
I mean, LeBron gave him shoes.
LeBron gave him shoes.
And they won.
Right. Where did this guy coach LeBron? He's been coaching at Duquesne for 100 years.
Apparently he's in like high school or something.
Okay.
Apparently he was a coach of his in high school. Okay. LeBron's coach of it, but he's been dropping shoes a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron has, but you figured, boy, that might have been the one that pushed you over the top.
How cool is that to get shoes from LeBron?
Pretty great,
right? If you're Duquesne, or what did your daughter call him?
Duquesne.
Duquesne. If you're Duquesne or Duquesne, depending on how you pronounce it and what part of the country you're in, getting shoes from LeBron James is pretty wild.
That's,
man.
Nice.
That's awesome. Like, those kids got to be stoked. And you got to say, was it the shoes? Hell yeah, it was the shoes.
That's what I'd say if I were
mean,
them.
You're playing. LeBron's got your back. Yeah. You're going to go out there and you're going to ball. Way to go, Duquesne.
Yeah. So I'm crediting a portion of that to it's got to be the shoes.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking credit, they ended up losing yesterday, but the team I was really rooting for was Long Beach State.
Yeah. I think we all were, right?
I wanted Dan Monson to continue. He had agreed that his season was going to end whenever their season ended, and they thought it was going to be in the conference tournament, and they made it to the NCAA tournament.
Went on a little bit longer than he thought.
Right?
What am I still doing here?
Why in the hell's the AD taking credit for this?
This guy's a jerk.
Bobby Smitharan.
Who?
He added some extra letters to Smith.
Never heard of him.
Bobby Smithereens.
Long Beach, this is the write-up from ESPN. Long Beach State's athletic director said the timing of his decision to fire Dan Monson was done with the hope it might trigger the exact run that led to an unexpected trip to the NCAA tournament.
All right, I just stop right there.
My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked.
No, nobody fires a coach to try to motivate the team to get into the NCAA tournament. Is that not like the dumbest statement you've ever seen somebody make?
Jerk. Yeah, I was hoping this is how it would turn out. Were you?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to fire the coach, and that's going to inspire the players to go on a run in a conference tournament and make the NCAAs. If that was the case, Kentucky would have fired Cal.
And then, I don't know if you saw the rest of the story, but that Monson was the one that went to them in the first place.
Right. Right.
Like, he literally said,
it's time.
It's time. Yeah. You probably need to change in the program. It's time. Do we agree that it's now? And yeah.
Yeah, sure. Fine. Go. Right.
But and then the AD's taking credit for it.
Credit
and then
for
but
it.
Not wanting to take credit for it. Don't pat me on the back.
Right.
But I was exactly what I hoped would happen.
No, you didn't. You hope they'd lose in the one game of the tournament and you all move on.
Then you start looking for the next head coach.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what a jerk. Like, you win jerk of the day, pal.
Smitharan.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my decision, and I hope this is what was going to happen. Oh, you did. Okay.
Bobby Smitharan.
Way to go, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
You're a Zippo.
You're a Smitharan, whatever that is.
I hope that the talking turns into more. I want him to go somewhere so it can stop being pointed towards here. And I'm talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen Grandpa linked to Kansas City. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
by anything credible?
No,
or just
no,
people
no. This
saying,
is best fits. You know,
yeah.
The best fit stories of all had him.
Why? Hang on a second.
Going to Kansas City.
Why is Kansas City a best fit for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Because he runs the kind of routes, those intermediate routes that Patrick's looking for.
I don't know what that means.
He fills in the gaps of what they don't have.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
You know, Justin Watson had more receiving yards last year than Odell Beckham Jr.
What?
Right?
Watson! Yes!
As a member of the Chiefs, this is from USA Today. As a member of the Chiefs, Beckham would be able to play loose and free with very little pressure. Beckham would be the fourth pass-catching option in Kansas City. Yeah, do you realize, too, he made, what, $12 million last year?
Yeah.
What's he going to play for this year? $500,000, maybe? If so, he'd come be the fourth wide receiver. Otherwise, Beckham is best at running short and intermediate routes. So, yes, he continues to be penciled, not as they've talked to him, but, boy, it'd be a great fit. But anyway, OBJ and the Dolphins have, quote, strong mutual interest,
right,
and have discussed financial terms.
Which, as the kids say today, we're talking. I'm talking. What do you mean you're talking? What does that mean? Are you dating or are you not? Well, we're talking. Okay, fine. Somebody's kind of climbing to somebody's DMs or something out there. Go sign with Miami, because if this guy signs with Miami,
perfect.
It has no significant impact on the Dolphins.
Perfect.
It doesn't make them better.
Perfect.
And
drama.
It doesn't make me fear them at all.
Perfect drama.
And it's
though.
Drama.
Yeah, yeah.
It is drama because there's a lot of boats down there, and he can take the team on boat parties.
Because then you can have all the experts also say, oh, man.
Oh, they're going, oh, my
Tyreek
God. Yeah.
Hill and OBJ. And
yeah.
What they're doing. They've added this to their offense. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Look at this.
Look at all these names.
When was the last time you saw OBJ do something productive, sir? Well, it was
Rams.
About the time Cal got out of the first round of the tournament.
I'll give him Rams.
Yeah, a little bit in the Rams. But you know when that was? Long time ago now.
I know.
Okay?
I know. The best player on the Rams is retired
Josh.
Now.
Josh, the Chiefs haven't lost an AFC championship game since the last time Odell Beckham
Jr.
was productive.
Correct. Chiefs won two Super Bowls since
right.
that point in time.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And Aaron Donald's retired. I know.
And Aaron Donald retired. And that and Jimmy Garoppolo's the backup for the Rams, trying to go in there and see who the better looking guy is. Is it going to be the head coach or is it going to be the backup quarterback right now? That's a competition.
Mm.
So I think it's a great signing for Miami. It is a great distraction for Miami, and it literally does not make them a better team.
If he's
I love
not
it. Go
be,
sign with the Dolphins.
If he's not going to be a Jet, I want him to be a Dolphin.
Right.
Because I'm all for the Jets doing what they're stupidly doing.
Yeah.
But
the
Jets
are signing all the geriatrics,
I just
too.
Want him somewhere else so people can stop suggesting he'd be a fit here.
He's not a fit here. He might like to come here, but I don't
he
know
wouldn't.
How. I don't exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Everybody wants to come here, but how does Odell Beckham Jr. make us better? I just don't think that he does.
No, terrible.
From the 660, we have so many other needs than wide receiver. We do?
I mean, there are other needs to me higher in the pecking order than wide receiver. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. But yeah, the they got to take a wide receiver.
Oh, that's a Dolphin fan. My bad. I'm sorry. That's a Dolphin fan texting, and he texted it before. I'm a Miami fan. I don't want OBJ at all. Okay, two-part text. Like my wife. Just send one concise text. I don't need 17 sentences.
Because Bob will jump to conclusions if you don't finish your thought. No, but I mean, even the Chiefs now. I mean, all the mocks that say they have to 32 wide receivers. No, they don't.
No.
They absolutely don't now. You know what I mean? Now you're in what fits best at 32.
Right.
As much as you hate the best player available, that's what you're doing.
I still draft all wide receivers.
That's what you're doing.
You want wide receivers, we give you wide receivers.
Somebody take this guy so we just get him off anybody's plate.
Yeah,
he's tired of hearing about him.
Yeah.
Tired of hearing about him. Almost derailed over one person. Doesn't happen often. We'll get to that next.
Hey, this is Rasheed Rice. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
He's a Super Bowl champion. You should listen to him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All the time tip, you're on point five. All the time tip, you're on point five. All the time tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell
from
your
the father, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, can you ask Bill Brooks if he's got any Werther's?
Definitely has a butterscotch,
definitely,
right?
Yeah, for sure. There's a Werther's.
See that on the text line.
Or a Brock's candy, oh, wow, in his pocket.
He's got some of that ribbon candy with hair and dust on it. Can someone please explain the traffic guy, so he works there but doesn't work there?
Yep.
Yeah, that's our world.
Yes.
The magic of radio,
that's
man.
What it is.
There's some people that work in this building that don't show up here either. I mean, it's the power of radio.
Haven't been here the 2 years I've been here.
Yeah, right, yeah. Like the power of radio. You can do, literally, it's beautiful. You can literally do it from anywhere. I am right now in Turks and Josh is in Caicos.
And I'm in Leawood.
Yes, and Leawood Dracula over there on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, just in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, I started laughing because I was thinking of his attempt at the Leawood accent yesterday. That was totally Dracula. All I could think of was Leawood Dracula.
A lot of people talked about that to me yesterday.
If you missed our segment about Leawood yesterday, it was award. I mean, if there are awards for this, probably going to get one.
We said we won an Odyssey for this.
We were the sixth ranked nationally morning show in sports in the country last year. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that gets us to five.
Right.
That's right.
So
that's how you move up. When you've got a Leawood accent,
a Leawood accent segment. Yeah. That's how you do it. So
Buffy,
check it out. 610sports.com or the Odyssey app.
Buffy, I bought you home an extra bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay Kim Crawford Chardonnay. Kim Crawford Chardonnay is on tap at every restaurant in Leawood.
Does Bill Brooks still do 60 Minutes? That from the 913. He does sound like a veteran newsman.
A lot of Sam Elliott's coming in. It sounds like our old friend Bill Grady from KMBZ back in the day.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm Bill Grady.
Or he went by on one of the stations, Vanilla Love.
Vanilla Love.
Did he really? I don't remember that. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Vanilla Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can that be my nickname? I'm not kidding. I love that nickname.
That was taken.
I do like this one from the 816. Bill Brooks will 1,000% tell you about his last fly fishing trip if you ask. You think he ties his own flies?
See, I had this lure.
Yeah, I do. That's great stuff, man. Bill Brooks is fantastic. Another traffic legend from the 913.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them here lately. Reeling them off.
From the 816, we need a Real Housewives of Johnson County. Nah, I don't think we do.
Those shows work. I don't know how. I stop recommending them to me, too. I've never watched one. Don't care.
From the 785, I want more rich people from Leawood impersonations. Hilarious.
Becky, I've got your smart Walter. Buffy, how many bottles B-Dub's of Kim trying... Crawford did you drink before the KU game?
B-Dub's just trying to shake the Leewood Dracula. He's all for it just so we can he can improve his Leewood. His Leewood.
Chatsworth, come in here and sit down and bring my slippers and watch this KU basketball game with me and bring some bacon-wrapped shrimp with a remoulade sauce and an amuse-bouche so I can have some figs after it.
Oh, they're definitely eating figs.
Oh, yeah. A lot of goat cheese in Leewood. Like, that's a staple down there.
How many Stanley Cups do you think Bill Brooks owns?
Well, I know Spectre has one, so he's definitely from Leewood.
Bill Brooks
and
mows.
A lady. Most guys don't have Stanley Cups.
Bill Brooks mows his lawn diagonally. That from the 417.
No, Bill Brooks has somebody mow his
That's
lawn
true.
For him.
Yeah, he's not mowing.
Yeah.
Bill's not mowing.
Yeah.
Now, is he sitting on the porch instructing the mower?
No,
maybe.
No. Bill's not that kind of guy.
Grandpa's out there making sure the stripes are right.
No, Bill is not that guy. From the 720, back in Bill's day, Burlington Street was a dirt road with no lights.
Yeah, he's questioning recommendations to take Burlington because he's like, wait, that's not the Burlington Street I remember.
No, he really is soothing, though. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
No,
like,
he is.
If he was on the call of that KU game last night, he would have said something like, and Joey Fatone is blocked from behind, and they're not going to call a foul. Oh, they are going to call a foul. It looked like a clean block to me. Gene Steratore, what did you think?
Mm.
Clearly, Bill, it was a foul! Thank you, Gene. I'm Bill Brooks, and that was not a foul on Joey Fatone.
Just gets the ball in. Ahead to Timberlake on the run.
It's a block.
And he missed the shot.
Wow. Man. With the game on the line, that is an incredible block that just got taken away from Samford.
Gene Steratore, do you agree with us?
I do agree with you guys. It's a great block by Samford right there. A really great job.
Great block. That was called the foul. Great acting job by Fatone, too. I mean, he went down like a pile of bricks. Ba-boom!
Had they lost that game, boy, the meltdown would have been fantastic.
Right.
It would have been probably the meltdowns going on in Lexington, Kentucky
right now. I mean, you blow a 22-point lead with 16 minutes to go. Yeah, there should be a meltdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this, though. In all seriousness, had they blown the game last night, would people have been calling for Bill Self's job like
probably.
They are with Cal? Really?
Well, some. I mean, it would have been a very small amount and really loud and crazy. You're like, are you insane?
Right?
Yeah. Cal, this has been a build.
Yeah, it has been. Right.
A little bit.
Yeah,
the grumbling's been there for a while. And for those of you that aren't KU fans that think KU fans are wackadoodles, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get it.
Okay. They're
but
a little
every sports,
obsessed.
College sports fan base has their wackadoodles.
Right. But they're Kansas is probably regarded as a pretty big
wackadoodle.
Cult,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I gave you Big Blue Nation.
Yeah.
That's like, that's like 10 steps higher.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
They're impatient.
Mm-hmm.
They're vocal.
Right.
They're the definition of fanatical.
Absolutely.
And so there's been a little bit of a build.
That's the group that went after John Higgins' company,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
That wrecked the ref. That ref's company, basically.
Right.
They're scary.
Yeah.
Okay. They can be scary. So, are they going to ante up and spend $30 million something to buy him out?
No, they want somebody else to do that because most of the people on the message boards right now couldn't find $33 million.
Right, but colleges can always find
they
that
always
money.
Can.
So,
yes.
Could they do that? Or it doesn't even take a message board person. It just takes a horse stable owner who's a Kentucky fan
right?
To possibly do it. Maybe. But it's been a build. I mean, they haven't – you know their losses.
Right.
I mean, St. Peter's and Oakland and wasn't all that long ago.
They lost
but it
to
was
Duquesne.
That
they
lost to Robert Morris.
Robert Morris, that's
in
right.
In the NIT.
That's right.
Remember
I knew
that
it was
year?
Another Pittsburgh school.
They lost
yeah.
in the opening round to Bob Morris.
Bob Morris, yeah.
So this thing's been a little bit of a build, so I question it. But no, had Kansas blown it, I don't. I mean, there would have been a few extremes that said, yes, Bill Self has to go. But I think the majority would be like, this team was terrible and knew it all along.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
Kansas fans would be more down on their players and they would be blaming McCullough for missing the game and not toughing it out, playing in the game, than Bill Self. Cal is being talked about as being fired in Kentucky because they have not reached the second weekend of the tournament since COVID, and since before COVID. So I can understand the frustration and the angst there. But there is a $33 million buyout, and you have to ask yourself this question, which is what I ask all the time. Because, you know, back when I was younger, we said, fire this guy. Okay, who are you going to get to replace him? Because I still believe that John Calipari is one of the best in college basketball of all time. He is. His track record does speak for itself. But I can also understand where Kentucky fans are coming from. Like, hey, man, we haven't gotten out of the first weekend of the tournament since, you know, pre-lockdown. So we've got to figure out a way to find a way to get out of that first weekend of the tournament. But right now in college basketball, Josh, it's not as much about the coach as how much are you willing to spend. And if you're willing to spend that money, and a lot of schools are willing to spend money, I think the playing field is as level and as even as it's ever been in college basketball before, because everybody pays everybody now and the NIL is out there and people are transferring. So there's no advantage for Cal like there used to be. But who are you going to get? Because I did see one yesterday that was really funny. Somebody said, it's time to bring Travis Ford home to Kentucky, right? He was just fired at SLU. So, I mean, that I think that name was being thrown out there in jest, but there's not a list. Like, I've asked you numerous times, if Bill Self walked away from KU today, who is the logical replacement for Bill Self? It used to be a lot of people's mind was Jay Wright, but Jay Wright got out of this thing too because he ain't stupid. He's right, not wrong. He ain't sticking around for this.
And then
crap.
I think there would probably be a big push to be in, you know, in the family, as it were.
But who's in the family now? Jared Haas just got bounced from Stanford. They never even went to the tournament under Haas, right?
No.
Is that what you told me last week?
Yeah.
8 years they never went to the tournament, so they don't have him. Danny Manning, does Danny Manning, is he selling insurance now? Like, what's that guy doing?
Tad Boyle.
Who? At Colorado?
Yeah.
I mean, but
he's
does
been
that...
okay years at Colorado, but not really. But he's not, you know, much younger. There's not a young alternative.
Right.
You know, Turge was there for a long time, right?
Where's he at these days?
There's not a natural. You'd have to go a different direction. But then I think that's the thing facing a number of these schools now.
Yeah.
That
Colorado plays today. I thought they, for whatever reason, played yesterday, but it was Colorado State.
The in the family.
Well, I think
can't
that's
happen.
Bill Self wasn't in the family. Yes, I know he was a student assistant for half
counts.
A minute at KU.
That counts. That was enough of a tie.
Yeah. Okay, like, but I like.
But I mean, that faces the same thing. Kentucky could be the same thing. You mentioned they, you know, let's go with Travis Ford.
Right.
Michigan State's going to have this whenever Izzo's done, you know.
Is Mateen Cleaves going to take over that team? And I'm being serious about that. He's on the bench.
Duke had the handoff.
Yeah.
Carolina had the handoff.
Right.
They were a little bit bumpy for a minute, but can't argue really, I don't think, with Duke and Carolina's move, right?
No.
But I don't think there's a natural one, no.
For Kansas, no, I don't think there is. And I think all the ones that, quote-unquote, were natural ones don't exist anymore, and I think a lot of Kansas fans are very thankful. Like, did you really want Mark Turgeon being your head coach? Did you really want Danny Manning being your head coach? I mean, those guys are legends, and sometimes legends aren't as good as coaches as they were as players, and you're eventually going to have to fire them.
Juwan Howard.
Juwan Howard getting bounced out of Michigan, one of the greatest Michigan basketball players of all time. Fired!
Yeah. You hire those guys, you got to fire them. That sucks.
That's why like people always used to say, put George Brennan as manager. No, you don't want to have to fire George Frank. It doesn't matter. You can fire him.
But, you'd hire him to fire him, and you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. No, you know, you don't want to do that.
One school is doing it right after their big win. We'll tell you who next.
Hey, this is Trent McDuffie. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop.
Back in
coming.
On a Friday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, Beat Up Producing. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You're picking the music on a Friday even today, but
yeah,
it's
a 90 through 05. Friday, yeah.
90 through 05. That's the window.
Today. That's the rules. Our buddy Triple P working up on Front Street. He went a little smash mouth this morning. All-star.
There you go. Happy birthday today to Bill Shatner, 93 years young, Josh.
Nice.
Sharing the day with Bob Costas. Guess how old Bob Costas is?
64?
72.
Oh, okay.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber coming in at 76 today. So big day of birthdays out there today. I'm laughing because of this, the big month for the UK disappearing acts on Twitter.
I know. That photo with Kate superimposed with Cal is pretty funny.
It's so good.
That was a really good win on X last night.
At Jess Benson TV is who put that out originally, and it's gone wildfire. Yeah.
One school's doing this thing right.
How do you say their name again?
Duquesne.
No, but you had your daughter say
Duquesne.
It? Duquesne.
Just like it's spelled.
Like I think Duquesne was related to Locaine, and she's going with Duquesne. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Duquesne. Cancel class.
Done. Yeah. I do like the memo, too. It comes from Professor Healy, I guess, the head of Duquesne. Title, class canceled due to March Madness. Description, go celebrate. I'll figure it out.
Professor Healy. Nice.
Way to go, Professor.
I bet everybody loves that dude.
That's what you should do, right? Like, I hate to break the news to the academia. Nobody gives a rip about your class after a big win like that, right? Especially on a Friday.
Or that's all you're talking about anyway. So.
And that's all anybody on campus is talking about if they're up at this point in time. I don't know how many people are awake right now on the Duquesne campus after that big win yesterday over BYU, but they're celebrating that game. And now they got a matchup with Illinois, who took care of Morehead State yesterday. No problem with them. But that's a big win for Duquesne. The first time since like the 70s or something like that that Duquesne has won a game in the NCAA tournament. So I look at Duquesne and I'm like, you did the right thing. Oakland should have been canceling classes today as well, Josh, because they had a big time win in the tournament yesterday, as we've talked about this morning. You know, Creighton canceled
classes.
You should
cancel classes and charter a bus is what you should do, and bring every student that wants to go and do that thing.
So that's funny you say that, because they're showing the crowd shots last night during one of the games, and my youngest daughter looks at me, she goes, where are all the college students? I'm like, well, let's have a little lesson here, sweetheart. How this works, right? Because she thought it's a college basketball game. It would be full with college basketball fans. And then she goes, wow, so-and-so made 73 baskets already? I'm like, okay. It was 73-71 in one of the games. She thought it was 73 baskets. Doesn't really pay much attention to the sports. His cheerleader doesn't really pay much attention to what's going on. She's just happy. Like, I just wish I was her and had her, you know, love
obliviousness.
For life.
Yeah.
It's great.
Innocence, I guess it would
innocence
call back in the day.
And all that kind of stuff. But she's just, she doesn't know. Doesn't care. I don't really care. It's just fun, you know, like, great. Hey. So where are all the college kids? I'm like, they don't really bring the college kids to these games. So I think you're right about that, Josh. If you're Duquesne, charter a bus, get everybody down there, go to this game that is coming up tomorrow against Illinois. I think that would be a lot of fun for a lot of folks to do that, to send the kids to the game.
You know, it's a little harder at the early sites.
Yeah, because they're smaller.
They're smaller arenas, and you don't have the pens that you could build behind the baskets, which they do at the big venues, and they put the kids in, and you can't even see that.
You can't even see the
game.
They
give them a great crowd shot for CBS, but they can't even see the game because they're pinned behind a basket at court level,
right?
All together in one little courted off area.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I'd be like, okay, we got a bunch of tickets. Let's go. Who wants to go? The bus is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on out. Because I mean, you think about it. I mean, Kentucky gave up some tickets. There's gonna be tickets available. You think Kentucky, I'm sure, turned in their allotment.
Right.
That's a little payback as well for Greg Sankey, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is.
They were chirping about expansion in the with the SEC, and they wanted the tournament expansion basically for themselves.
Right. That's exactly
right.
They
wanted less of the Oaklands, more of them.
More of them. And that's what we heard like last week, I guess it was, when the talk of the tournament expansion started to come and everybody was like, oh, we don't want the tournament to expand. We don't want the tournament to expand. And then Greg Sankey basically said, well, if you don't expand the tournament and have more of our teams in, we're just going to take our ball and go home and create our own tournament. Day one of the tournament, we're looking at it right now. The SEC is a mere 1-3 in the NCAA tournament. And I guess the only way the SEC thinks they're going to pick up wins is playing each other and beating each other in the NCAA tournament, because they were embarrassed yesterday. And if you're going to go out there and you're going to be Greg Sankey and you're going to run your mouth like you control college sports, then you better get your ass out there and back this up, bro. Like, you can't get out there and sit there and go, oh, the SEC is better than everybody else and we need more teams in and get rid of the young team, the small schools and more SEC teams, and then go out there and lay a wet turd on center court like the SEC did yesterday. I was very happy to see it, because I don't think there's anything better in life, especially in sports, than schadenfreude, happiness at the misfortune of others. And when you go out there and you run your mouth, and when you talk all this smack and you don't back it up, oh, we're all going to put our troll pants on and we're all going to wade out there. So Greg Sankey, double bird to you this morning, sir, because what happened to your school
yesterday? You didn't say, but Bob actually did double bird his computer there.
I did. Yeah, actually did. So if you're Greg Sankey today, I think everybody should be double birding you, because what happened yesterday to the SEC schools, Josh, that's why we like the tournament. When you see the big schools go down on those opening days, when you see the brand name schools get beat, we all love that on opening day. We all love to see the SEC schools go down. We loved watching Oakland take care of Kentucky yesterday, right? We enjoyed the hell out of that. How about Oregon, 11-seeded little Oregon going in and taking care of South Carolina? We loved seeing that yesterday. We enjoyed the hell out of that one yesterday. You also had Michigan State take care of Mississippi State. Oh, Michigan State, they're 10-10 in their league. Boom, beat Mississippi State. And then Tennessee came up later that night as a 2-seed and whacked St. Peter's pretty good by like 40 points and ended up, saving the day for the SEC. But man, if you're going to run your mouth, you got to back that up, man. If you don't have the cash, don't try to go cash the check, bro. Seriously, or whatever they say. Like, Greg Sankey can suck it. I'm so glad the SEC lost. This isn't football, man. This is college basketball. And I know it just became popular in the South about a month ago, but this is what college basketball is about. Don't mess with our tournament. Do your football thing down there. Keep your football thing down there. Expand the football tournament all you want. Leave the basketball to the people who know about basketball. And the SEC don't know squat about basketball.
You own football, leave our basketball alone.
Yeah.
This is almost part of that, too.
Yeah.
All right, this from just briefly from the unbelievable department to me. Saw this was going around yesterday from a director of recruiting and player personnel at Stanford.
Okay.
So a guy deals with now today's age of college athletes.
Okay.
Just got an email from a prospect who flat out was asking me if he could post a fake offer from us just to, quote, get his recruiting going, end quote. What's worse, him asking or that he knows that Coach Clown is watching and offers based off of a tweet? College football is something now. Could you present a fake offer to help jumpstart my recruiting?
Well, it's like that old adage, you know, you go into your boss's office and ask for a raise or tell him you're leaving. You better have that job ready to go, right? You better be willing to leave. You better have that backup plan. Mm. You go into the office and you say, I demand a raise or I'm leaving. They may say, fine, go. And then you got nothing to go to. You got to have something to have your backup plan.
I'm all for generating your own worth and stuff, but man.
But you're also going to Stanford with this,
too. You're reaching out to Stanford and saying, hey, would you guys just pretend like you offered me and look really good on my resume?
Now, I would like to know what this guy responded back and said.
I think that was his Twitter response. I don't know if he responded to the kid directly or not.
You know what it is? Thanks for the email. We're done here.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever contact me again.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I post a fake offer from you?
Probably not a good approach,
right?
young man.
Yeah, probably not the way.
Probably
to do
go
that.
A different direction. Hypothetical trade? Anyone? We'll get to it next.
This is Fesco in the Morning.
Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
Better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gon' fuck around and chill while the show me. Get caught and show me. Why one-on-one you can't hold me. If your last name was Hayne, only way you word me out is stitch my name on your pants. No resident of France, but you swear I'm from Paris.
What I hate is this team.
Wow, that's Cal after the game last
night.
John
Calipari, huh? That's harsh words for his team.
What I hate is this team.
Yeah, I can imagine. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
Dan Orlovsky makes me irrationally angry, and I can feel my anxiety rising by looking at his stupid top five moves of the offseason right now, and he does not have Chris Jones signing with the Chiefs as the number one move of the offseason when he was the most coveted best free agent available. He has Joe Mixon and Danielle Hunter signing with the Texans as the number one move of the offseason. Number two is Barkley signing with the Eagles. I think Barkley signing with the Eagles is one of the biggest jokes of the offseason, one of the worst moves of the offseason. They overspent on an oft-injured running back. Does Orlovsky follow football?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say you wanted to punch him because he's wearing a size medium suit with a hoodie on and he has a very punchable face.
And look, there's all that as well, B-Dub. But okay. Josh did say to me in the break, he goes, the hoodie with the sport
makes
coat,
me irrationally mad.
It does, yes. Yeah.
I hate that look. I think it's stupid.
It's the dumbest look.
I think it's dumb.
He's the one who sports it more than anybody.
Wear
right?
a hoodie, wear a jacket, one or the other.
I saw Andrew Whitworth doing it a lot on
like
Amazon.
I don't like it either.
I'm not going to talk to him
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to let him be.
I have a word with him.
I'm going to let him be.
You're a little bit bigger.
Yeah, you got the size to do this.
Yeah,
but
Josh and I probably go stand in the corner and watch that one take place.
I just hate the look. I think it's
dumb.
I mean, who invented that look? Was that a Pierre Cardin? Like, who came up with that?
I appreciate the tuxedo shirt and all, but
the tuxedo shirt.
Doing
great.
It for real,
like my friend.
Why are we doing it for real?
My friend wore a tuxedo T-shirt to our wedding just to tick my wife off, right? And he obviously changed and put the tux on after, but he came down dressed in the tuxedo T-shirt. She's like, "You're not doing that." He also let his hair grow to a mullet for our wedding, and I mean, it was perfect, like right up my alley, right? Thanks, Drew. Appreciate that. We'll never forget
and then
it.
The guy that called in earlier this week tried to get the 12-year-old baseball team got tuxedo shirt.
Uniforms.
Yeah. And then
the Karens in Johnson County didn't want that.
Yeah, the parents were mad.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hypothetical.
Okay.
I don't think they need, but if they loaded, I'd be fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Report is the 49ers will continue to listen to trade offers for Brandon Ayuk through the first round of the draft.
Okay.
Which means if they're listening to offers through the first round, the Chiefs do pick in the first round.
Yeah, they do. 32. I'd offer 32 right now for Brandon Ayuk, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like, and then you sign him to a contract because he's in the fifth-year option right now, and then he's only 26 years old. You get him to a 3 or 4 year contract. You acquire him, and it's easier to acquire a wide receiver these days, in my opinion, via trade or the draft than it is to go out in the free agent market. And it's better to acquire through the draft or through a trade than out on the free agent market. So, I mean, I think Brandon Ayuk, I've liked him really since we started the end of the season. It's kind of a guy that I've had my eye on for the Chiefs. I think he'd be a great fit back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. Like, you get Brandon Ayuk in this offense with Hollywood Brown, Kelsey, and Rashee Rice. Okay, now we're ready to
go, right? You're really cooking.
Now we're cooking with fire, baby.
It seems to me wide receiver acquisitions are tough.
Very tough.
We saw that this offseason, right?
But if they're willing to listen to offers, then that means they're willing to move this guy, right?
And so you either got to go draft. Free agency seems to be a kind of...
Free agency is a cesspool.
But if you can get somebody and negotiate a new deal, we're just going to work out a long-term deal with you.
Yeah, that's the way you go.
That's kind of... forward thinking.
And they've worked with the 49ers in trades before, as we know, especially this regime, the D Ford trade, the Alex Smith trade. We basically know the history.
You know, when you do your fantasy football draft, right? And I like having the snake picks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this gives them a snake pick.
It does. It gives them two picks back
right.
to back.
Wouldn't they like that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You want the snake pick.
Now, this is where, Josh, I will say...
I talk him into this being a snake pick.
Could you imagine, though, if the NFL draft really was a snake-style draft and the Chiefs could offer you 32 and 33, the first pick at the top of the second round?
Oh, wow.
Now that's something that you'd have a conversation about,
that.
Right? You would absolutely, you're like, all right, 32 and 33 for Brandon.
13.
Yeah.
For pick 13 or whatever, to move up,
yeah,
even, you know,
or,
draft.
Or even to move up.
In
yeah, I didn't even think about that. I'm just thinking about this Brandon Ayuk situation.
In any draft,
yeah.
Like, oh, okay, can I parlay these two to move up to something?
I think the Chiefs should start petitioning the NFL like everybody else does to change rules to work in their favor, that we go snake style draft, because we're always going to be picking 32.
You can propose anything.
Yeah,
it seems.
I think I would. I would absolutely propose that if I were the Chiefs. We got to go to a snake style draft going forward. I think it's the only fair way to do things.
But I just think the wide receiver looks like it's tough to get a wide receiver.
Hard to get.
Right?
But we've said that now for a couple of years. This is where Brett Veach was on the forefront when he traded Tyreek Hill. He knew what the market was going to be.
It's that you either have to decide to pay him or it's very hard to get them free.
Right. Yeah. Their free agency is not free.
Right.
Right.
So something like that would be intriguing.
Yeah. So I would do that.
I wait till late. They haven't gotten any offers. I go, hey, what do you think?
What do you think? 32 for Ayuk, and maybe we'll kick at a fourth round pick and a fifth rounder in 2029.
You can get the two best availables
right
for yourselves at 31 and 32.
31 and 32. Got double picks there. It's a nice deal for you. Yeah. No, I would love if Brandon Ayuk became a member of the Chiefs. They would be set up for success for the next couple of years, right? It would be a great move for the now and a really nice move, I believe, for the future, because you're not going to make the trade unless you're going to be able to sign him to a contract. And I hate using the term long-term because nothing's long-term in the NFL, but you sign this guy to a 3 or 4 year deal that puts him about 30 years old, and you're good to go, man. Like, I think he's a nice fit for Kansas City.
Ayuk! Ayuk! Ayuk is on fire!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see Mitch and Danon doing that, right?
I don't think so. Just because that's what the other guy does.
Ayuk! Ayuk!
The current
Ayuk
Niner.
Is on fire!
That's the current Niner guy's thing.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't
trademark
that.
No.
I don't think you get that with the trade.
It's
I don't
know. Like, in my opinion, no announcer in basketball can say good because Bob Davis did that.
Mm.
Good! You can't
swish?
Do that anymore. You can't, nope.
Swish
you can't say
too?
Swish either, no.
Okay.
So
good
and Swish are out. Any announcer who says that has stolen it from Bob Davis.
I would agree.
Swish! Good! Man, the Hawks are cooking.
Oh, Bob.
Gatorade.
Is it in you?
We lost Max, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.